Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life, especially when ADHD throws a little or a lot of spice into the mix. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Understanding our emotions and learning how to manage them like the badass neurodivergent wizards we are. Ever feel like your emotional world is more like a roller coaster than a calm lake? You know that feeling when happiness suddenly flips to frustration in a blink of an eye? Or when anxiety sneaks up on you like a ninja warrior, leaving you feeling completely blindsided? I've been there, trust me. But the good news is, we don't have to be ruled by these emotional tidal waves. We can actually learn to surf them, harness their power, and even use them to fuel our incredible creativity and resilience. So let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will empower you to take charge of your emotional landscape. First things first, acknowledge your emotions. It sounds simple, right? But so often we try to bury or ignore our feelings because they feel uncomfortable or overwhelming. Instead of battling them, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling, even if it's messy. Think of it like this. Suppressing your emotions is like putting a lid on a boiling pot. Eventually, it's going to explode. So let those feelings simmer, acknowledge their presence, and don't judge yourself for having them. Next up, identify your triggers. We all have things that set us off, emotionally stressful situations. Certain people, even specific smells or sounds, can send our emotions into overdrive. Pay attention to what sets you off and try to figure out why it triggers such a strong reaction. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them before they escalate. It's like knowing where the landmines are in life. Once you see them, you can avoid stepping on them. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you're feeling emotional. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of weakness, and that's totally okay. Instead of beating yourself up, give yourself a big hug, a warm bath, or whatever helps you feel safe and nurtured. Now let's talk about finding healthy coping mechanisms. This is where the magic happens. There are tons of amazing ways to manage your emotions: exercise, journaling, meditation, spending time in nature, listening to music, talking to a trusted friend, even baking a delicious cake can help you release those pent-up feelings and find balance. Experiment with different techniques until you find what works best for you. And lastly, remember that emotions are temporary. They come and go like the waves on the ocean. Just because you're feeling overwhelmed right now doesn't mean you'll feel this way forever. Give yourself permission to ride out the wave, knowing that it will eventually pass and you'll be left stronger and more resilient on the other side. Okay, let me paint you a picture with this one. Imagine you're in a meeting, trying to focus, when suddenly your brain decides to throw a tantrum. Thoughts are racing, anxiety is creeping in, and you can feel your heart pounding like a drum solo. What do you do? You could try to power through it, but that might lead to burnout or complete mental meltdown. Or you could take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of overwhelm, maybe excuse yourself for a quick moment to stretch and clear your head. This small act of self-care can make a world of difference in managing your emotional state and allowing you to return to the meeting feeling calmer and more focused. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you understand and manage your emotions like the badass you are. Remember, this isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience and learning to navigate it with grace and power. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that help you manage your emotions? Share them in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your amazing friends about ADHD, but make it spiritual. We've got so much more to explore together, and I can't wait for our next adventure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.